from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Secretary of Defense in a surprise visit to Afghanistan. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the U.S., with its new strategy for breaking the deadlock with Taliban insurgents, is not going to give up the fight in Afghanistan.
As NATO Secretary General Stoltenberg said last week at the United Nations, this is about making sure that Afghanistan doesn't once again become a safe haven for international terrorists. And the best way of doing that is to enable the Afghans to have defense security forces which are strong enough to do just that.
Hours after he arrived, a rocket attack on the Kabul airport wounded five people. The Taliban claimed responsibility. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, who's also in Kabul today, affirmed NATO's commitment as well to Afghanistan. President Donald Trump said he'll be visiting the U.S. Caribbean territory of Puerto Rico along with the U.S. Virgin Islands next week. After both suffered from the effects of two major hurricanes in recent weeks, Irma and Maria.
Both have been devastated, and I mean absolutely devastated by Hurricane Maria, and we're doing everything in our power to help the hard-hit people of both places.
Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello on Tuesday sought to deflect criticism about the U.S. response when asked if he believes Mr. Trump understands the situation is serious and that the island now faces.
I am confident that he does, and I fully expect his support on this effort. He has verbally made that clear to me.
Nearly all of Puerto Rico's infrastructure was destroyed or heavily damaged by Maria. The federal government has increased emergency funds. Thousands of federal emergency workers are on the ground, and thousands of U.S. troops are on the way. This is VOA News. U.S. UN Ambassador Nikki Haley urged feuding South Sudanese leaders on Tuesday to seize what she called a last chance to salvage a 2015 peace agreement to end nearly 4 years of conflict that has forced millions from their homes.
This is the last chance at salvaging the peace agreement in South Sudan. The different parties to the conflict must use the next several weeks to commit themselves to this process and to conclude it.
Addressing the Security Council on Tuesday, Haley called for support of a regional revitalization process to bring the feuding sides together. The U.S. diplomat is scheduled to visit South Sudan next month. Supporters of Catalan independence held their nightly pot-banging protest last night to show their support for the banned October 1st referendum, which the Spanish government has vowed to stop on the grounds that it's unconstitutional. Spanish police have been directed to take over voting booths in the northwest region of Catalonia, where local authorities insist an independence vote will go on as scheduled on Sunday. Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy has called the vote illegal. Carme Forcadell is the president of the Catalonian Parliament.
The Spanish government wants to hide the referendum, to make it clandestine. They want to generate fear. But when posters are seized, the citizens print them at home and plaster the street with them.
Madrid says the referendum lacks an election commission ballot boxes. President Trump, standing alongside Mr. Rajoy at the White House yesterday, said Spain should remain united. In a scathing report to the UN Human Rights Council, a senior UN official accuses the Democratic Republic of Congo of turning a blind eye to systematic and gross violations of human rights committed by its security forces. Lisa Schein reports for VOA from Geneva, where the report is under review by a 47-member body.
The report describes a justice system that shows no independence and allows impunity to flourish, leading to further violence against the people of Democratic Republic of Congo. In her presentation to the Council, UN Deputy High Commissioner for Human Rights, Kate Gilmore, criticized the government of President Joseph Kabila for failing to live up to an agreement to pave the way for presidential elections this year and a peaceful transfer of power.
What followed was continued targeting of political opponents, of human rights defenders, and of journalists. Relentless targeting.
Gilmore says insecurity has increased across the country. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And this is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.